Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Marchand with the Sabres back to full strength, and Lyons swallows that one up and holds on with 4:27 to go in a very busy first period that sees Buffalo leading 1-0.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. Alex Lyon, one of the stars of the game for Buffalo. He gets a 32-save shutout, and that is our save of the game tonight, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 3-0 Buffalo victorious. The Sabres have won two in a row. They are 2-3 on the season. The special teams, a huge part of today's win again. Two power play goals and thwarting Florida on the power play. They were 0-7. We'll be going down to the locker room in just a few moments to get live player reaction. Paul Hamilton is awaiting outside the Sabres room. Brian Colziel here along with Pat Malacaro. Pat, let's start with the band that you just heard the save of the game from. Alex Lyon was big in this game.
And I think a lot of the credit goes to Alex Lyon, and I wouldn't be surprised if he gives a lot of credit to his teammates as well. What's one thing we talked about going into the year? The goaltending will probably be better because the defense in front of the goaltending is supposed to be better. Connor Timmins, part of the mix of the new defensemen that are part of this group that are hoping to even things out. There have been some injuries, but for the most part, the defense has done a good job of allowing Alex Lyon to see the puck on most occasions, and we saw that a lot again, I think, this afternoon.
And seven times Florida is on the power play, Pat, and especially early before the Sabres got a lead, they put some shots on him. He was there. He's doing a good job also, too, with not giving up those loose rebounds where a lot of times last year we saw that's when the opponent would really capitalize.
You're right. And by and large, I don't really remember all those many great quality chances on the power play for Florida. The Sabres did a good job of not letting them get set up towards the middle of the ice and creating, you know, that bumper spot that can be so lethal. So credit to both Lyon for not allowing those rebound chances, the players around him as well. And, yeah, again, seven penalties taken by the Sabres, at least seven that weren't offsetting. Right. There were a couple of times where there were multiple players called for penalties at one time, but that's maybe something you want to clean up. There's not going to be many occasions where you take seven penalties and don't allow a shorthanded goal.
10 total penalties taken, seven of them, as you mentioned there, leading to power plays. Yeah, so, I mean, you're facing a team that maybe has their power play in gear, and maybe we're having a little bit of discussion. That's not a perfect game. They've got to play more discipline going forward.
Yeah, I'm sure, Lindyroff, that's one thing you'll talk about is cleaning that up for sure. But you do like the aggression and the active play by the team. Look, the Brad Marchand, where he takes two penalties, Rasmus Dahlin gives him a cross-check. Marchand retaliates. Tage Thompson is there to help out and help his captain out as well. So those are things, those are penalties you're willing to take, and you like to see the guys fighting for one another. So sometimes they're good penalties, quote, good penalties, and that's also the aggression that you want to see from this team. They're showing some life, and we're seeing it for another game in a row.
Yeah, Marchand and Dahlin get in that scrap up, and Tage jumps in. That's a penalty that you'd say is a good penalty. Go kill it off. But Marchand gets the extra minor, so you get a power play. And that's when Josh Doan scores to give at least the Sabres a little cushion at 2-0. Both of Doan's goals coming today here on the power play as the Sabres power play going 2 of 4 so far. Josh Doan at the net for both of his goals, Pat.
He was, and then the third goal that Owen Power scores, he joins the rush in on the play as well, something he can be so effective at doing. One of the reasons why he can be a game-changing defenseman. So you talk about players making an impact today. Doan getting his first goals as a Sabre, and Power also good vision by Tuck to help lead him to that goal that made it 3-0.
Sabres shut out the Panthers 3-0 to win their second in a row. We will update you on the standings. Yes, they are out of the basement, so that's some good news there. First shutout as a Sabre for Lyon, 32 saves, his fifth career shutout. As Buffalo now is 2-3, they've got a busy week upcoming. They have 4 games in 6 nights upcoming next week. It'll start Monday in Montreal. 4 divisional opponents, Pat. We talked about this 6-game stretch, 6 in a row against the Atlantic. So, yes, you had an 0-3 bad start to the season, but you can win 4 out of 6, 5 out of 6. Not only are you going to dig yourself out, but you can also keep those other teams at bay.
You will. And then a conversation you had on the second intermission, where does the backup goaltender for this team figure in and give Alex Lyon a night off? So will we see Colton Ellis maybe one of those 2 games against Toronto just to allow Lyon to get a little bit of a breather? You've had the luxury of days off in between games to this point, allowing him this early in the season to carry the bulk of the responsibilities in net the entire way so far. So Lyon's done an admirable job and probably getting an opportunity to get a little bit of rest at some point in the stretch.
Yeah, Montreal Monday on the road, then back home here for Detroit on Wednesday, and then that pair of games you mentioned with the Leafs, Friday home, Saturday in Toronto. I'm sure we'll see Colton Ellis at some point during the stretch. We also know Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is beginning to skate. We'll see if there's a rehab assignment in Rochester at some point to get him some game action. But right now, there's no way, Pat, that you can at all think about taking out Alex Lyon in any sort of regular basis, other than maybe the one start you might need to give to Ellis this upcoming week here with 4 and 6 days. Lyon has deserved and won his crease right now.
He has. It's early in the year, so you've got days off. There's no reason that Lyon can't give you multiple starts in a row here. And really, I'm sure this is one of those games where you might not say it, but you want to win against your former team. Even if you leave on good terms, you always want to have a good appearance against your former friend or your friends and former teammates. So I'm sure that means a little extra something for Alex Lyon, no matter what the situation here today.
Which may lock him into Wednesday playing Detroit.
Yes.
Another former team on the schedule for sure. Yeah, I think if Ellis is in maybe Monday in Montreal, or if he decides to push it, then maybe he waits until the home and home with Toronto coming up next week. And, you know, obviously Lindy Ruff can have that conversation with Alex Lyon. Again, we're awaiting Paul Hamilton heading into the Sabres room. We should get player reaction live coming up here any moment from the Sabres victorious locker room. I'm sure it'll be a happy one today. Josh Doan scoring twice, his first and second of the season, and then Owen Power rounding out the scoring at 14:20 of period number 2. That put Buffalo up 3-0, and a pretty clean third period overall for the Sabres. They probably could have had a few more goals there to make it even easier down the stretch. A sequence where Zach Benson and Tage Thompson were both at the net early in the period. They couldn't get it. Benson was in close on the crease. Sergei Bobrovsky making a nice save there. But, Pat, the big names for Florida, we know they're without Barkov. We know they're without Tkachuk. But they do have some good goal scorers. That includes the former Sabre, Sam Reinhart. Verhaeghe's a good goal scorer. Sam Bennett, very quiet offensively in this game. Marchand had a couple of shots, but overall, the Sabres did a really nice job against Florida's best offensive guys.
You're right. And really, again, outside of maybe a chance here or there, do you really remember anything of the 2 shots for Sam Reinhart that were grade A chances?
All right. Yeah, not much. Down to the room. Rasmus Dahlin live with Paul.
Full team win today. What do you like about the way you guys play?
Yeah, this one was really big for us moving forward. Know we can play games like this, sticking up for each other, and special teams was really good today, and our goalie was good. I mean, it was a full team game. That's really what you need in this league to win.
Usually you can't take 7 penalties and be able to kill off all 7, but you guys did a great job. It just seemed like from everybody out there on the penalty kill, what was going well for you? And pretty much has gone well all season in the penalty kill.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great plan coming into all the games. We're working together. We're being aggressive. and we're staying on top of their chances. I mean, we work as a team, and it's fun. It's fun out there.
How much did Alex Lyon just set the tone for you with the penalty kill right from the start of the game?
Yeah, you know he's gonna save the first shot, and it's up to us to get the rebounds, and we know he's gonna do that every time. That gives us confidence.
This was a really emotional game. A lot of tempers flaring. Brad Marchand took your helmet hostage. How does your team feed off that and control that in a positive way and not let it, you know, overwhelm your team?
Yeah, I think we did a really good job with that today. It happens sometimes that I overheat. I can only look myself in the mirror. But the whole team, staying calm, we play the right way for 60 minutes, and that's how these type of games.
Were you surprised he took your helmet off the ice?
He's a competitor. I've probably done something like that in the past too, so stuff happens out there.
How was the fit on Peyton's helmet?
Tough helmet. good teammate. I appreciate him giving me his helmet so I can play some power play.
We know Zach Benson's a very talented player. He's been on another level these last couple of years. What stood out about the way he's been playing?
Unbelievable. I'm such a big fan of his game. He wins so many battles down low, and he's a competitor. I don't know how many chances he had today. He could have had 5 points today again. He's a team player. That's a guy you really, really want on your team, and he's just going to get even better in the future. So I love that kid.
Now, after you had cross-checked him, you know he's coming. But do you also know if you keep your cool, he's going to do what he did, and you're probably going to come out well from that situation and maybe get a power play?
Yeah. I mean, it's a part of it, and you know, whoever gets the most angry is usually the one that gets the penalty. So you got to stay calm in those moments. Usually, he's really good at that, but I won that little battle today.
Energizing and carrying this team right now over the last two games?
Just got to keep build. I don't even remember how we played those first three games, so honestly. This is how we play every night from now on. Stick up for each other. Special teams is good. Goaltending. And then 5-on-5, we just grind out there. Keep it simple and next zone mentality.
What impressed you about the game that Josh Doan played tonight?
Same with that guy. He's so impressed. His stick is so good, especially in the neutral zone and around the net. He creates. He's so good with the puck around his feet. He find angles. He find shots, and he can pass. You know, he's unbelievable.
Thank you, Rasmus. Rasmus Dahlin on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, there he is, the captain. Rasmus Dahlin with Paul Hamilton. Dahlin picking up an assist on the first Doan goal that ended up being the game winner on the power play. The Sabres 2-for-4 on the power play today. That's now 5 power play goals in the last two games for the Sabres after starting 0-for-11 to start the season. So they've got that turned around. And Zach Benson has been a big part of the power play as well, getting some power play one-time minutes here for Lindy Ruff's club. We likely we'll hear from Alex Lyon and maybe some others in the locker room shortly here, so we'll keep it right here. Paul Hamilton down in the room as the Sabres will next play in Montreal Monday night, 7:30. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Pat, I'm looking at just my notes here. Some of the other chances, I mean, Zucker hit the post. Timmins just missed. Quinn had a big rush in the first period. Kulik hit a post. At the beginning of the third, we talked about Benson having a couple of tries. I mean, it could have been even 5-6-0 here today.
You're right, and we're seeing a team now getting its confidence back after a really tough start to the year where nothing seemed to go right. The other team pressed the play and was dominating the play.
All right, let's go back down to the room. More with Paul Hamilton in the Sabres room.
Their end of it for once. They're usually putting the puck in the net, so to be on the winning side of that tonight's pretty fun.
What's helped the power play find success?
Yeah, I think just outworking teams, getting pucks back, being more shot first and creating chaos off the shot. I think you got one more guy, so to go in there and work a little bit harder than them, and you'll get an opportunity because you got that extra advantage. So we've done a lot of that and focusing on getting puck retrievals and shots on net.
Going to the net is, you know, It's a skill. It's a mentality. I mean, just how much do you thrive on that?
Yeah, I enjoy that part of the game. There's chaos there, and when it goes the right way, you see tonight where pucks just kind of hit you and go in, and that's part of it. Is you're going to take a cross check here or there in games and not score, then there's going to be games where it just kind of hits you and goes in. So it's a great trade off, but it's part of the game that I enjoy and look forward to kind of continuing throughout the year.
You enjoy chaos everywhere on the ice, don't you?
Yeah, I think chaos is a strength of my game. When the puck's bouncing around on the forecheck or on the net, that's where I take pride in my game. And we've got a good couple games going where Benny's back and he's doing the same thing, creating chaos like that. So it's been a lot of fun, and I enjoy doing that.
What did you think of Darlene Marchand chaos?
Yeah, I mean, they're both great players and guys that they're going to stir things up. Obviously, you saw Rass with a big hit the other night and stir things up like that. So they're guys that are always going to compete together. When two guys of that caliber go toe-to-toe, there's going to be flares. And I think our team did a really good job of answering the bell and defending him, but then kind of staying cool and collective and not letting them kind of drag us into that style of game.
And how important is that for your team to really feed off that instead of kind of collapsing under it, the emotional weight of that whole thing?
Yeah, I think they're a team that you've seen in the past where when they're not winning or the game's not going their way, they try to drag you kind of into that style, and that's a game that's really fun to play, but when you're in the lead, there's no need to kind of play to their advantage. And I think Rass did a good job of defending himself and Tomer defending him and then getting right back to work and getting on the power play and scoring and building off the lead. So I mean, it's a fun style of game to play, but there's a time and a place for it.
What do you think helped this team kind of snap out of it after the first three games and get back to, you know, the way you've played the last couple?
Yeah, I think getting a lead, and honestly, it's one of those things where we didn't have great starts the last couple games, and that can sink a team, especially in the way the league's played now, where teams can pack a game in and create turnovers and create offense off you trying to go through them. And I think that's kind of the strength and the way the league's going is if you're in the lead, then not to sit back completely, but make teams go through you, and you're going to create offense and get chances because of that. I think you look at how many 2-on-1s and opportunities we had tonight because we had the lead, and that's going to be a big focal point for us. But I think just staying confident in the group and knowing that we had the right pieces in here, and I think we were just as frustrated with ourselves as everyone else was with the way we started, and I'm sure we're going to keep kind of rolling with this now.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Stone and Alex Lyon is just going to slide in right here.
I thought I saw you.
They're here quickly. They got another game.
Alex, I know you enjoy it. Or do you eat a little more juice when you're playing a team you used to play for?
Yeah, I think obviously there's the natural human nature aspect of it. Seeing familiar faces, and you want to, and it's also just a great team, you know. So I knew there was going to be a test, and we were going to be tested today. Yeah, we just did a great job and happy to get the win. And we got one coming down the pipe in 2 days, so we got to reset quickly.
Alex, what has energized and carried this team in the last two games, both wins?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's really important. I think we tried really hard and worked hard to stay steady through those first three, and it didn't go for us. But I think in the same vein, you have to continue to try to stay steady now. And so you have to keep an even mindset and not ride the ups and the downs. It's really important. And so we just have to remain on track and not be satisfied with ourselves keep stringing together good efforts. That's what good teams do.
How much did the saves on the early PKs, you know, fuel you and kind of the whole team got fueled by killing those penalties off?
Yeah, for sure. You make a few saves early on and it's, you know, sometimes it's good. Yeah, a blessing in a way. You never want to take penalties against a hard-working team like that. But obviously they got some elite players over there. But for sure, I think we had good emotion and good mentality coming into the game. I think that's really important for us to be in the right headspace. You know, I think we've maybe learned that in the last five games or so. But that being said, like I said, it's a slippery slope. You can't be satisfied with yourself. And like I said, like good teams continue to put those efforts together.
What's your headspace like right now, having
played so much, faced so many shots for the first couple week or so here. I mean, it's been a lot. Just how have you responded to it in your own words, I guess?
Yeah, it's been good. I've been feeling pretty good. I think, you know, again, it's just such a long process. It's grueling, the 82 game season. So you can't get too far ahead of yourself. But I just try to give the team a chance to win. That's my mindset. You know, especially obviously given the workload here, I kind of knew, you know, a couple of days before the season what was shaping up, and so maybe it was a little bit easier to mentally prepare for it in that way.
Is it more of a mental challenge or a physical one when you're playing this type of workload?
It's both. I would say mental and emotional. It's hard to. I'm the kind of guy that likes to play with passion and energy, and I need that to play at my best. So, you know, it is difficult for sure to get ramped up every other day. But that being said, maybe it's kind of a blessing that it's happened so early in the season. The body's still feeling good, trying to just, you know, stay on that continued grind. And we've had a lot of home games, obviously, as well. So that's, I think, been beneficial.
Do you like the way the guys have been physical around your crease? They're clearing guys out of there, you know, and yeah. And maybe getting the rebounds out of there. But they've really been more physical than I've seen in a while around your crease. That has to help you.
It's been great. I think, you know, we were like halfway through the third, and I was just kind of thinking, like, what a great job we've done on odd man rushes, you know, and that's. If you let up odd man rushes, the players in the NHL are too good, and they're going to capitalize. And I think tonight we gave up that 2-on-1 in the second, and outside of that, we've been really, you know, honestly, even the whole season, I think that we've done a good job. And power play, odd man rushes, turnovers. That's where the game is won and lost in the NHL. Every team shows up, you know, competitive and is going to grind, but it's just those extra details that often shift the game, and usually when you lose a game, you kick yourself because you're like, I just should have been dialed in for a little, you know, that extra 5%. So I think that we've done a great job. Again, we just have to continue to keep going.
Were you impressed your captain was able to get under Marshawn's skin there a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'm impressed by him every day, honestly. It's one of those things where you play against him and you have a certain appreciation, and then you see him in practice every day. And it goes back for a lot of players on this team, especially him. He's a special player, and it's just fun to see him thrive.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Lyon in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Fifth career shutout for Alex Lyon. Thank you, Paul. 32 saves. And yes, against his former team, as the Lyon and the Sabres improved to 2-3 on the season, a 3-0 victory, Buffalo over Florida. Brian Colziel here with Pat Malacarl. Paul Hamilton down in the Sabres room. We'll be shifting gears shortly to hear from Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. While we wait for Lindy, let's get our final stats in, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots end up 32-31 in favor of the Panthers. In the third, the shots were 10-10. And Pat, the power plays and the special teams going to be a story here. Florida 0-7 on the power play. The Sabres were 2-4.
Yeah, and that's now a second straight game where the Sabres power play comes through. Multiple power play goals helping lead to the victory. We've seen the penalty kill be excellent to start the year. Not just very good, but about as good as you can get, giving up one power play goal so far through the first handful of games. So, you know, you can say, well, Florida doesn't have this player, that player, but it hasn't mattered. I give the Sabres a lot of credit. They've done a good job of not allowing the opponent to really get many good looks on the power play this year, and that's been something that really has been helping the Sabres. Even, you know, the first loss of the year, you take the Ranger loss, you know, the Sabres still doing a good job of at least giving themselves a chance to stay in a game, as tough as the starts might have been, with how well the special teams has played on the penalty kill side. So now the power play is getting into the mix as well. And again, Tage Thompson doesn't score for the second straight game, but he has the primary assist on the first power play goal of the game. So he and Rasmus Dahlin getting the assists, combining to help lead to the offense for the Sabres. Despite not scoring the goal, they get the assist and help lead the offense.
Other stats, shot attempts were 78-63. in favor of Florida. Lions stops all 32 shots on goal. Bobrovsky, I thought, was pretty good. 28 saves, 31 shots for Buffalo.
Especially on a couple of breakaway chances. Yeah. Made a backhanded stop on, what, Peyton Krebs?
Yep. Benson in front and also on a wrap. Okay, Lindy Ruff live after the 3-0 win.
Seven of them. I mean, but it just seemed like overall you had to be pleased with what you saw.
Yeah, you're pleased with almost every asset of the game, from special teams, goaltending, our 5-on-5 play, the speed we played the game. I thought really good game.
What about the physicality aspect? I mean, you're clear in the front of the net, you're hard on the walls in this game. I mean, you saw it from multiple guys in the club the whole game.
Yeah, but it's something that, you know, we've stressed around the front of our net. I think you saw Samuelsson two or three times, like, really hard on guys, really physical. Just everywhere. I think it was a pack mentality, and it was a team effort on every part of that.
You know, Zach's a very talented player, but it seems to be on a different level these first couple. Just what have you noticed about the way he's been creating?
Just quick. Coming back in the lineup, the plays he's making and how quick he's playing. And, you know, he's got there's another level to his speed right now.
This is a very emotional game, a lot of tempers flaring. Brad Marchand takes Rasmus Dahlin's helmet hostage. But how did your team feed off all the emotion in a positive way rather than letting it overwhelm them?
No, I think exactly what you said, they fed off it. It was just, there was a lot of emotion in the game, a lot of passion. That's for me, a Sabres hockey right there, passion. There was passion right from the start, killing the penalty right off the start, the physicality. Every guy, I thought, had a good night for us.
What happened to Bryson? How's he?
Concussion protocol stuff.
What about the tone the Lions set? I mean, that was early PKs, and just he carried it through the whole game. And really, he's been your best guy for 5 years.
Yeah, he sure has. And we've put him through quite a test with the number of games we've played him. He's, you know, exceeded probably where we thought he would be. I thought tonight... great effort on those early PKs. He had to fight through a couple screens. I thought penalty killers did a good job, but there were some holes that pucks were going through that he had to fight to see, and he fought the battle. And I thought rock solid, good with the puck. So he helped us on the breakouts.
Josh Dillon himself, you guys both thought he had offensive growth potential. Maybe we're seeing some of that now. Just what have you seen from him these last couple that's made him successful?
He's a great guy in the puck, getting around the puck, getting to the net. Really, you know, I think we've just seen a glimpse of his game. I think he's done a nice job now being added to that power play and getting around the front of the net. I think that's one of the strengths he has. His puck retrievals on the power play are very good. I think he's helped us in a couple areas there.
The elite teams like Florida, we talked about yesterday, even the way they stack games. You guys now have stacked two really good games in a row. Just what's the process and keep building on that? So,
well, I think it's, again, not taken for granted how hard it was to win this game tonight. It was by no means, they're a good team. I mean, they have some players out, but they're still a good team. They're deep. That defense is a good defense, and that goaltender is a really good goaltender. We saw the number of saves he made and the number of odd-numbered rushes we had that we didn't convert on, breakaways we didn't convert on. You know, 5-on-5 structure, I thought we were a better team, but their goalie was, you know, he had his A game.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff following the 3-0 victory as Buffalo improves to 2-3 on the season. Montreal is up next Monday night. 4 games in 6 nights upcoming. Montreal on Monday on the road. Wednesday here at home against Detroit. And then a home-and-home, home-road, the order. Toronto at Toronto Friday and Saturday night. All right. At this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. And for all of you listening on our flagship in Buffalo or on your way home from KeyBank Center, we appreciate it. More postgame coming up. Final score here from KeyBank Center. Sabres 3, Florida nothing. We'll be back with more postgame in a moment. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thompson threw it to the net and it's tipped in as Stone goes to the goal and the Sabres pick up the puck. It's 1-0 Buffalo.
Josh Stone, his first as a Sabre, first of this game. It ended up being all Buffalo needed here as they shut out the Panthers 3-0. That was your game winner, 7:13 into the game on the power play. Doan from Thompson and Dahlin. That's our goal of the game today, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you back here to the press box. Brian Colziel, Pat Molacaro up here, down low. Paul Hamilton in the media room. We'll get to Paul here in about 30 seconds. We want to remind you, though, send in your tweets. We'll read some here shortly. We'll get connected with our fans here in just a few minutes. Brought to you and powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Your Blue Star Home Services, 3 stars now. Owen Power had a goal. He's star number 3. Josh Doan had 2 goals. He's star number 2. And Alex Lyon, first star, 32 save shutout against the Panthers. He is the number 1 star. That's your Blue Star Home Services 3 stars. Your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. All right, let's go. Before we read some of those tweets and get Pat's scores, let's go down and get some thoughts from Paul Hamilton. He's in the media room now. Paul, let's start with the goaltender, Alex Lyon. A solid effort, including a big part of killing off those 7 opportunities that Florida had on their power play.
And right off the bat, I mean, when it was 9 seconds in or 7 seconds in, they take a penalty. And he was strong right off the bat. They had 4 shots on that power play, and then 5-on-5, I think they maybe had 1 shot until the next power play came. And was just stellar, I thought. And there's not a lot of wasted motion out there. He's just everything smooth, you know, moving side to side or coming out and cutting down the angle top of the crease. No panic. It looked like Bobrovsky made the save and Zucker actually hit the post, but he came diving across. Lyon hasn't had to do any of that because he's not out of position. You know, he's not overplaying pucks or overplaying plays, and he's just seeing things, and it was very, everything was very smooth. And what we saw in this game, especially from a guy like Matias Samuelsson, is a lot of physicality around the crease. I mean, they were cleaning guys out of there. I mean, they were knocking them down, and especially on the penalty kill. I liked a lot of the sticks that I saw on the penalty kill. I liked the desperation I saw from a guy like Timmins, where right at the end of the period, there's 2 seconds left, and McLeod loses the draw. Timmins goes right down to block the shot to make sure that it doesn't even get through to Lyon. Those types of things add up, those little things. You heard Alex Lyon talking about the little things that just add up. Lindy Ruff likes to call them the one percenters. And he said if you just keep accumulating the one percenters, then it becomes a big deal, you know, that you're doing them. And that's, I think, a lot of what we saw in this hockey game where, you know, I was thinking to myself, the Sabres are pretty much dominating this, but they're only ahead 1-0. This is something that has plagued them for many, many years where they let a team hang around, where the team has no business really being in the game, but they hang around. And next thing you know, it's 2-1 for the other team. And that didn't happen because of Lyon, and they just kept playing solid and then finally started taking advantage of their offensive opportunities. They had missed a bunch, so really good opportunities, but worked hard to create those opportunities. And, from the goaltender on out, it was hard work from start to finish. It was tough hockey from start to finish. If I'm going to get real technical, you can't be taking 7 penalties every night and expecting to win hockey games. You're not going to go 7 for 7 every night killing a penalty if that's what you're doing. Many of those penalties were not of the very smart variety, although give Dahlin a lot of credit, not necessarily for the cross check that he easily could have been called on for Marchand, but it wasn't. And then Marchand went nuts because he was upset he got cross checked and then went after Dahlin, and Dahlin very wisely let Marchand take the penalties, kept his cool, basically turtled, and let Marchand be the idiot. And he obliged, and Buffalo wound up with the power play, and it's in the net. That was a very smart play by the captain there. There's time and a place. And then, of course, Thompson jumped in to help him, but that saw it off. So, Buffalo wound up with a power play. Doan scores, and you've got your 2-goal lead. Just very intelligent hockey, I thought, throughout that play.
Paul, Josh Doan and Zach Benson, these last two games, I mean, they have been, I think, easy to say, the Sabres' best forwards. They seem to really, really, like, have a match to ignite the rest of the team to kind of jump on board and do the right things, go into the net, all the things that Lindy Ruff wants them to do.
Well, I told you that Josh Doan's going to be in the middle of everything, and I thought he put it very well. He likes to be in the middle of chaos, especially around the net. But anywhere. You watch him play, there's chaos wherever he is, you know, and that's what he wants. That's what he likes. He's drawn to that. And you know Benson enjoys chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Very often he'll start the chaos. He doesn't care. You know, so he's in the middle of that. And just getting Benson back to do it along with Josh Doan, now you got that going. I thought that might have been the most physical game I've ever seen Matias Samuelsson play. And that's something that Lindy Ruff has really been on him for, that he needs to see more physical play. You know, use your body to your advantage. And we're not talking about fighting or anything like that, but, you know, there's a guy banging at your goaltender, knock him down. He did, you know, and, did a good job penalty killing, and I thought he had an excellent game. And as I said, the most physical I had ever seen him play. But he wasn't alone. I mean, others were right there. The Panthers wanted to try to draw the Sabres in, wanted to play a physical game. The Sabres knew what they were in for in that game, and they were up for it. And you could maybe say we were the more physical team in that game. So if they weren't, they were right up there. It was 50-50. So, you know, that's the way they knew they had to play. They did. And that was a full 60-minute effort.
The last game wasn't a 60-minute effort. It was a 40-minute effort. The first period, I thought, it wasn't real great. Then they caught fire in the second period early and put together a real good 40 minutes and picked up right where they left off. So now that's 100 minutes, straight minutes of very good hockey for them. And as I said the last game, and I'll say it again this game, anytime they want to play that way, they will have an excellent chance to win a hockey game.
Paul Hamilton with us here live on the post game. He's down in the media room. 3-0 Buffalo defeating Florida tonight, and they'll take on the Montreal Canadiens Monday at 7:30. Paul, Pat, and I had a little discussion of this earlier. Curious to get your take here. Alex Lyon is playing lights out. At some point, I don't think he can play 82 games. No. He said it's a grueling schedule here. They've got 4 games and 6 nights upcoming. The temptation, though, to play Lyon, if he says he's good, I could see why for Lindy Ruff it would be high. What do you do right now, do you think, if you were in charge of the decision?
As much as I don't want to take a goaltender out who's on a shutout, I think I still play Ellis in Montreal. I play Lyon against Detroit and then the first game in Toronto and then Ellis in the second game. I would not want that game in Toronto on a back-to-back to be his first NHL game. Plus, I think Lyon probably could use the break. You know, not that he's playing tired, but eventually he is going to wear out. You know, it is every other day, but, you know, it's the beginning of the season. And this is something that's a bit new to him. He really hasn't had a starting job in the National Hockey League before. You know, that's more on a Mike Bales decision. You know, Lindy Ruff will lean on Mike Bales, who also played goal in the National Hockey League, and discuss it. And it's almost like, all right, Mike, what do you think? Do you think he can go another game? When do you think fatigue sets in? You know, how far can we push him? And then, of course, the strength and conditioning coach will be involved in something like that too, because you really do hate not to have him in net once he has a shutout. You know, it's like, oh, he has a shutout. Why would you take him out? But with the schedule, the way it's coming up, and, I mean, if you wanted to, you could play him day off, you know, day in between, game, day in between, game against Detroit, day in between, game against Toronto, and then if you wanted to,
you could give Ellis the first one against the Leafs at home.
You could give the first one at home.
Yeah.
And put Lyon in for the second one in Toronto.
Gives him an extra day's rest.
If you want to capitalize on the shutout and keep him in, you could do it that way if you wanted to. So there are some options, but Lindy Ruff, he said to me many times, because I'm not a goalie and I'm not a goalie coach, and he said he does lean on his goaltending coach when deciding those types of things, and I'm sure he will again have a long conversation with Mike Bales and the strength and conditioning people on what would be best here.
Yeah. Paul, let's just finish with a look at the standings here. Obviously, Buffalo 0-3 to start. They're in last in the East, last in the Atlantic, but now 2-3, and, you know, still work to do here. But we talked about this stretch here of 6 straight games against Atlantic opponents. If they were able to put together a good run over these 6 games, not only do you get yourself back in it and maybe eliminate that early bad start, but at the same time, you're helping yourself doubly because you're knocking down these other Atlantic Division teams from getting points. They've won 2 now in regulation, which is helpful, and they've got 4 more here upcoming against Atlantic Division opponents. So finish this 4-game stretch here strong, and maybe we can forget about that 0-3 start a little bit more.
Well, Lindy Ruff likes to break the schedule into 5-game segments. He believes, and I don't disagree with it, that if you take 6 out of 10 points in a 5-game stretch, you will make the playoffs. And he said, now, you know, after the first 3 games, he goes, we failed. The best we can do is to take 4 out of the 10. But he said, okay, let's go do that. Let's go get those 4 points, which they have done. But they're 2 points short in this 5-game segment. But he said, you also are going to have segments where you're going to get 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10. He said, so when you do come up short the odd time, he goes, you can make that up at the other end when you win 4 out of 5 games, which every team will do at some point.
Yeah.
So that's his point, where he wasn't extremely concerned that they weren't going to reach the goal in the first 5-game segment, But he was saying, we got to get this 4 points now, and they did. So now they're 2 points down. So at some point, you know, they will have to make up those 2 points to do what Lindy Ruff says they need to do to make the playoffs, and that's get 6 points for every 10 points available.
By the way, Lindy's math, six out of every 10 points, that would give you 98 at the end of the season. 98 is 60% of 164 possible points. And, Paul, 98 would, I would say that's a very, very, very high chance you're getting in. In fact, you're getting in almost every single year. So I think Lindy's math is right on that.
And I'm sure your stats, baseball stats whiz sitting next to you, or there's one that helped you out with that one to do the math there. Not you being a math teacher. I don't want to give you credit for that.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Well, they've got 4 points, so 94 more to go. There
you
go.
Yeah. So, but it shows you what Lindy Ruff is right.
Yeah.
That most now there is one year not too long ago where the Washington Capitals were the last team in the East to make the playoffs with 100. But I think most years, if you look back, you will make the playoffs with 98 points.
Yep. Okay, Paul. Good stuff. Thank you so much. Have a safe trip to Montreal. We'll talk to you Monday night.
Okay, sounds good. Take care.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton down in the media room. Yes, Montreal. Got some adjust your clocks here. We've got some 7:30 games upcoming. 7:30 Monday, 7:30 Wednesday, 7:30 Friday, and then Saturday will probably be close to like a 7:20 start because it's hockey night in Canada. So a little bit after 7. So you've got a few extra minutes to, you know, make your nachos at home if that's what you want to do. Or if you're coming down here, you got a few extra minutes to get in. As again, Monday, 7:30 in Montreal. And yes, we'll see if it's Alex Lyon. All right, Pat, so now you heard Paul's reasoning here. Well, I actually, as Paul was painting the scenarios, I actually thought if the Lyon Ellis in the first Toronto game at home, where you're not playing in that circus atmosphere on a Saturday night in Toronto, and then give Lyon an extra day, and then you can play him in the second Leafs game. I'm more and more leaning, like, if I had to decide the second, that I might go that route.
Yeah, and again, you lean on Mike Bales, Alex Lyon to tell you.
Right.
You know, if Alex Lyon tells you,
I need a break.
Right, then right. Monday night is the spot. But to
correct.
Me, it, all things being equal, if Alex Lyon feels good tomorrow, skates maybe a little bit, whatever, stays off the ice, it's early in the season. Friday night was the game to me. That for Ellis, you're going to put him in at some point. That would be it. You know, could you go 2 out of 4 in this stretch? Sure, just to make sure that Alex Lyon is fresh. But I think if Lyon tells you that he's good to go, Monday and Wednesday are his, and then Friday night would be the spot you put Ellis and give Lyon Saturday night.
3-0 Buffalo. Let's read some tweets here, Pat. We get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Reek Havoc says that Benson is the Sabres' catalyst, period. He's a ball of energy. He respects the game, plays a fierce, determined, one-way game.
And it's been noticeable these last couple of games. So that's the thing. One thing Buffalo was missing for the first couple was that mentality and attitude, and we're seeing a result in points and wins.
Strive to Smile says he likes that man's game, referring to Doan. He said it's really needed on this team. When you have two younger guys like Benson and Doan doing it, it gives that friendly reminder even to the more experienced players. Oh, yeah, I should be doing that too kind of thing, right?
Yeah, right. He said, you know, you're going to take some beatings in front of the net. You're going to take a beating when you're right at the blue paint. But if someone on the team has to do it in order for you to be successful, and you want guys that are going to take that chance in front of the net, and, you know, credit Doan for doing it today and resulting in a pair of goals.
Absolutely. All right, thanks for checking in. Again, send us your tweets after each and every game at BrianWGR. All right, well, if you're invested in the NHL standings, like some of you are already here, I've got them pulled up here, Sabres are 2 points back of a playoff spot. Just 5 games in
Just
here.
Just 5 months to go.
That's right, 5 months to go. As I said, only 94 points away from Lindy's goal. All right, let's see what's happening. We actually have another couple games in the East going on right now. Let's check the scoreboard. Final time here with Pat.
Thanks, Brian. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Senators and Islanders, late stages of the second period. Shane Pinto already has 7 goals on the year, 1 of the 2 for Ottawa, but Bo Horvat, his 4th of the year, has helped the Islanders tie things. 2-2, now 3-2, actually. Ottawa just scoring off a faceoff chance. They lead the Islanders 3-2 with 3:14 to go in the second stanza. Also, no scoring between the Devils and the Oilers. They're just about to open up play in the second period. one of Buffalo's next opponents. Toronto in action tonight, one of a host of 7 o'clock games as the Maple Leafs welcome in the Kraken. While the Rangers are in Montreal, Cole Caulfield, 5 goals, 7 total points on the year. Montreal and the Rangers, an original 6 matchup. Again, 7 o'clock faceoff. Elsewhere at 7 tonight in Philadelphia, Flyers and Wild, Lightning in Columbus to meet the Blue Jackets, while the Blues welcome in Dallas. The Jets and Predators also have a 7 o'clock faceoff from Winnipeg. 9 o'clock tonight in Colorado, the Avalanche and Bruins will drop the puck, while the Hurricanes are in L.A. to take on the Kings. 10 o'clock faceoff sees the Golden Knights welcoming in the Flames, while the Penguins are in San Jose as well. And a look at college football. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. UB trails UMass 14-10 over on our sister station, the Bet 1520. But the good news for UB, they're driving. First and goal at the UMass 9, an opportunity to retake the lead, having trailed since late in the second quarter. And a look at top 25 college football action. Number 1, Ohio State, 17 points in the opening quarter, leading Wisconsin 17-0, while Indiana, 4 points better than Michigan State. Number 3, Hoosiers 14-10 leaders late in the second quarter. And an upset earlier on today as Vanderbilt scores the 31-24 defeat, number 17 in the country, taking down the number 10 LSU Tigers. Also, Georgia Tech 12th in the country, a 27-18 win over Duke, Brian.
A lot of memes on social media with Brian Kelly.
Oh, I haven't seen that before.
I know. Those are circulating around again, the LSU head coach. Those are always entertaining.
They are.
Him on the wheel spinning around with his recruits doing, you know, his thing there. And the other one where he's in the gym talking about his LSU family.
In his southern accent?
Yes.
Yes.
Good stuff there. Yeah. Notre Dame's got, speaking of his former team, got a big one tonight with USC.
Yeah. It's a team that's a couple of losses already, just like LSU. And it just feels like a lot of teams, two losses again. Again, I know the playoff has expanded the field, but
right,
two losses is probably going to get you in if you're a big-time Power 5 program.
Yeah, Notre Dame's got to run the table the rest of the way. They've got two losses. And another big one tonight, Alabama-Tennessee. So no baseball tonight, no Sabres tonight. So I'm looking forward to both of those college games.
Yeah, and just a quick note, there's a lot of reports circulating that the head coach of the Tennessee baseball program may be on his way to the San Francisco Giants. And if that were the case, just reading a tweet from Jeff Passan, it'd be the first time in Major League history that a collegiate coach without any professional experience jumps from collegiate manager head coach to MLB manager in the history of baseball. So something to keep an eye on if you're a baseball fan.
And it happens a decent amount in the NFL where a big-time college coach gets promoted to the NFL. We saw it with Nick Saban even,
yeah,
one of the best college coaches of all time.
And it really, in baseball, it's gone the opposite way where many Major League or minor league coaches end up in the college ranks, yeah, a lot more job security, maybe even bigger contracts because you're the head coach or pitching coach in a big-time program, more lucrative and more of a leash.
That's right. And how about the details for the Blue Jays, Pat? I know you're going to be at the game tomorrow.
8:03 first pitch, Seattle with a 3-2 series lead over the Blue Jays. Trey Savage is going to start for Toronto. The Mariners have yet to announce a starter, likely to be Logan Gilbert. It's a best of seven, so Toronto needs to win game 6 and 7, both at home. Game 6 tomorrow, game 7 if necessary on Monday night at 8:03. Seattle wins, they're on to the World Series, taking out the Dodgers who swept Milwaukee yesterday, which is why there's no baseball tonight.
That's right. All right, well, enjoy the atmosphere tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be rocking at Rogers Center. We'll be following your tweets at PatWGR. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Pat hopefully gets to see 2 games in Toronto. If the Blue Jays can force a game 7, they obviously have to win tomorrow in game 6 tomorrow night. And with that, we're going to wrap things up here at KeyBank Center in just a moment. But before we do, we're going to hear from Zach Metza, the defenseman here with Paul Hamilton. But before we do that, I want to thank our crew here. Brandon Nightingale, our producer back in our Amherst studios. Tom Maddy is our on-site engineer. Pat Malacaro, you just heard from him. Jonathan Colziel, Paul Hamilton, all a part of our broadcast coverage here. And for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, my name is Brian Colziel. The Sabres shut out the Panthers by a score of 3-0. Let's leave you here with Paul Hamilton's chat with defenseman Zach Metza. He did not play today, but he was called up. Ryan Johnson sent down. Metza called up. A really, really good story. Paul will talk about it here with Zach about his path to the NHL. And who knows? There's a Jacob Bryson injury. He is in concussion protocol. So who knows? Metza maybe could find himself in the lineup as early as Monday when the Sabres play next in Montreal at 7:30. But for now, here's that really nice conversation that Paul had with defenseman Zach Metza.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, what were your emotions or your thoughts when you got the word that you were coming to the National Hockey League?
I was shocked a little, but obviously it's a dream come true. It's something you think about when you're a kid, and just excited to be here.
You've never had anything handed to you. I mean, Quinnipiac, you were a freshman. You weren't on the ice sometimes. You signed an AHL contract. Again, you had to work your way in. Now here it is. I mean, it's never been easy for you, has it?
No, you know what, it's all right. I don't think you'd want to be too easy. Makes you grind a little bit. It makes you appreciate everything that you get. And it's no different now. Like, I appreciate the opportunity and being here.
How did you find out?
I was actually getting a TV at Best Buy for my apartment. Our coach, Leo, called me and gave me the news. So I was shocked. Like I said, I didn't really expect it. And yeah, it was I don't even know if I really said much back to him. I was just like I said, I was shocked. So, yeah, it was a special moment.
What sort of message did Coach Leo have for you coming up here?
Just play my game, be confident, and just be me. Like, there's a reason I got to this point and have had this opportunity. So, shouldn't really change anything now.
I'm sorry. Who's the first person you called?
It was my girlfriend, because I was on the phone with her, and then the next was my mom.
You have to have a lot of confidence in what you do, because I remember in Rochester when you signed, they were in the playoffs, and you weren't playing, and then you got in the lineup, and they couldn't pull you out of the lineup. I mean, you never came out after that. So you have to have that certain confidence that if they give me a chance, they're not going to regret it type of attitude.
Yeah, exactly. I think it comes down to confidence in yourself. And part of it is just proving it to yourself that you can do it at the next level. Like, for me at that time, it was proving that I can do it in the American League. And now it's proving myself that I can do it here. And I'm plenty confident in myself, and just want to prove it to the staff here and everyone around.
When you reflect, what ultimately got you here, in your opinion, helped you, you know, make the jump?
Gosh, there's so many. It would be tough to say one thing, I think. There's so many people along the way. I'd say the biggest is my family, who have been there. Lots of ups to share with them, but also at the same time, plenty of downs that without them, it'd be easy to kind of just throw in the towel and not keep working. But I attribute it a lot to my mom. She always, since I was little, kind of told me just always keep working no matter what, put your head down. And without her, I would not be here.
What?
How rewarding was it to be named captain after all the junk he's gone through?
It was amazing. Even that was a shock. I mean, we have such a good group down there, deep leadership group that anyone can lean on. So, yeah, it was special to get the captaincy there.
Where did you learn meet leadership? I mean, you were the captain of the team that won the NCAA tournament at Quinnipiac. You've worked your way to be the captain of an American Hockey League team, the Rochester Americans. So obviously leadership is something that's kind of in your DNA. Where have you learned leadership from and how to be a good leader?
I think you take it from people you've been around, the different captains that I've had the opportunity to play under. Like I said before, my mom, too, she's a great leader. She's someone that I always looked up to, and she's always kind of been someone just that's led by example and has kind of been a rock for those around her, and I've have striven to be like that too. So, yeah, you just kind of, it's like anything. It's like any skill. You just keep learning. You take from other people and keep growing.
Did your mom play hockey as well?
No, she didn't. My dad did. My dad was the one that got me into hockey when I was 2 or 4 years old. He'd build a rink in the backyard every winter, and that's kind of where the love for hockey came from.
Was your mom an athlete?
She was a swimmer. We give her credit for being an athlete. She claims she has a couple of state records that I don't know if they're or high school records that are still there or not. But yeah, she's an athlete, I'd say.
Talk about the.
How would you describe yourself as a hockey player and as a defenseman?
As a hockey player, I'd like to think I'm a two-way player. Try to be reliable in D zone and keep things simple. Just move the puck. Give it to the skilled forwards, give it to our forwards to go make plays, and support them where I can. I don't think I try to do too much, and I'm not necessarily one to dance around guys, but I'm going to try to move the puck, give it to the right people, and let them make plays.
Talk about the tough part of your journey. What were the toughest parts?
Oh, plenty. Across every league where I've been, whether it's juniors, college, pro, like the biggest hurdles have been when I've doubted myself. You kind of have a couple bad games or bad plays, and maybe you lose a little bit of that confidence that you normally have, and it's kind of just that grind to keep working, put your head down, get the confidence back, like get back to a spot where you're able to make plays. It sucks when you're in your own head, no one wants to be there, but they also make you stronger. Like the more you work through them, like anything, like I was saying before, it becomes a skill that you work on and can improve on, and it helps you bounce back when things get tough. So,
how proud of you are? Like you kind of talked about earlier, how proud of you are of your journey? Are you? I mean, you've done it, you've grinded for it. Just how proud are you of that?
I'm incredibly proud. I think the biggest thing for me was sticking to what I needed to do every day to get better. I wasn't necessarily someone was looking at in college, and I was just working to get ice time. That's all I wanted to do, and I just took it one day at a time and got better, and now we're here.
Did you think you'd play pro hockey, or like, did you have a plan for after college? Or?
When I went to college, no. I mean, it was always a dream. It's always something you wanted, but I don't think I was really in a position to, when I first got to school, to have opportunities to play pro. So, you know, it was just focusing on what's in front. It was just focusing on getting in the lineup, and then it was trying to get more ice time, and then trying to get a power play and penalty kill and build up from there.
What were the last 2 years like in terms of, you know, you have an AHL contract, but I mean, they clearly value you as a prospect. I mean, you played right away in the playoffs when you left school. What was that like? Kind of like balancing, like, you know, working toward the two-way deal, but you know, you're on an AHL deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was. I would say it's a similar thing. I was just driving college. It was at the time I wasn't necessarily thinking of an AHL deal. It was just I want to play. Like I want to get in the lineup. What do I need to do today to get in the lineup? And then you get in the line, it's like, okay, now I want to be a difference maker. I want to have the puck more. I want to be on the power play. I want to be someone they look to when it matters. And you just kind of grow from there, and kind of that process of just taking it a day at a time, like you, the long-term goals kind of come out of that.
Zach Metz on the pregame. Brian, back to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.